Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And he's going to make them enjoy his kingdom life. He says, go to the hedges. Go to the people who have a practical kingdom life. Because they will taste my kingdom life. On this day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to call upon all of us. It is time for us to change the our value system. We look down on some people and we exalt some people. What is going to help our society, we look down upon it. What will not help our society is what we exalt. Afterwards, we want our nation to be great and strong. And we want our children to have a wonderful life. It cannot be like that. God wants us to get practical with all our books. I said God wants us to become practical with all our knowledge. Any education that does not make you practical is bogus. I will say it again. Any knowledge you acquire from the books that doesn't make you practical, it takes you away from the king. It takes you away from kingdom life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be like the tribe of Judah, out of which Jesus Christ came. Because they have a certain record and history of being practical and down to earth. It is among them up till now. It is just like sometimes you can take a tribe and you can say that this tribe, this is what they have been doing all these generations. It's the same. They are practical people. Because of that, the King Jesus came out of them. And Jesus himself was a practical person. He spent 33 years on earth. The majority of his time, he was very practical. Because he was a craftsman. He was a carpenter. Although he was anointed and specially conceived right from the womb, and he knew that he was the Son of God. And he knew that, in fact, he was even going to go to heaven. Yes, at the age of 33. Yes, so it didn't prevent him from learning something practical that he could serve humanity with. Hallelujah. I want to encourage all of us that don't be too educated that you are so proud. Those who make it with the king, they are the people who do the things, and then the king is so with them, you know, because what they are doing is the king's work. The king is so with them that work that they are doing prospers and does well.
Now,
Hallelujah. I want to call upon everybody that no matter who you are, let us resolve in ourselves that we are going to live among the hedges, that we are going to deal with the practical. Apart from whatever thing that you may do, please get something else that you can be practical with and see which one God will bless and see which one will bring you the greatest fulfillment.
The devil is a liar.
Hallelujah. You will quickly find out. You will quickly find out that God is more with the practical, than the ones that we know it is only in our head. Like our student who was the best in the world. Theoretically, he topped the whole world, the quiz. But when he came to the practical, he couldn't do anything. Yes, wonderful. I am calling upon you so that we have such a kingdom lifestyle where you feel the presence of the King with you. There are some of you, the things that you are doing, it's a good thing, but the presence of the King is very limited in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to have the King dwell with you. You want to feel the presence of the King. You want to enjoy kingdom lifestyle. You want to have kingdom results. Get practical. Some of you are in school already. You are thinking that, oh, next year I'll come out of school. Maybe I'll look for a job. You may look for a job, but before you get a job, do something practical on your own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I don't know why people employ people who don't do anything. You sit on interview panels. You ask somebody, what do you do? They say, I don't do anything. I mean, what kind of work do you do? He said, I don't have a job. That is why I've come. I'm looking for a job. I don't have one.
You're
already disqualified. Because if you think that you are so kind that the person doesn't have a job, because of that you want to employ him, such a person will sink your work. This person, when he joins you, you see that the presence of the King with you is limited. Yeah, because he lacks something that the King is like. He lacks being practical. That is why Jesus chose only people who were doing something. And I say to every employer, don't employ people when they say that they are sitting in the house, they are not doing anything. Employ people who are engaged. Because the King will dwell with you if they join you. So that you enjoy kingdom life in your practical business. Because the King is with the people who are practical. being the first person to mold mankind with the dirt on the ground. Let us end up talking about a man called Jabez. Because we like to talk about Jabez. But there is a secret of Jabez. And I want us to look at Jabez and then we will pray like Jabez prayed. The first thing I want you to know is that Jabez lived among hedges. I want you to know that Jabez was a potter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and then verse 9. It says that now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will, oh hallelujah, your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. And then it went on enumerating the children of Judah. At the end of the enumeration of the tribe of Judah in verse 23, he says, these are the potters and those who dwelt among plants and hedges, there they dwelt with the king for his work. How come God was fond of Jabez? How come God answered the prayers of Jabez? Because God saw that just like him, Jabez was very practical. Jabez was a porter. The Bible says that his name means sorrow. Sorrow is from the word sorry. You know, he is that type that everything that he does becomes a mistake. And so he becomes sorry for it. And then it brings him sorrow. And it brings sorrow to his family. I know the Bible said that he is more honorable than his brothers. But check out the Hebrew understanding of the honorable word there. It has got two opposite meanings. One means that he was burdensome. In fact, the first meaning is burdensome. Or dull, D-U-L-L. The other meaning is the opposite. That he was honorable. The Bible says that
Jabez
was a burden. He was a burden more than his brothers. As I bring my message to an end, I don't know how people see you. People may see you as a burden on society. In fact, even as a group, people can look at you and say, this group, we always have to cope with them. Because they are so dull. They are not smart. They are not intelligent. They are not like his brothers. Bible says that an authority figure, the mother called him sorrow. Because his beginning was not good. He brought sorrow to the mother. Bible says he brought more sorrow than his brothers.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Wow, I don't know whether you see yourself like that. Maybe some people value you, but to some other people you are a burden, and to some other people you are a door. I want you to understand, no matter how much they think your life is a mistake and it's a life of sorrow and a life of apologies, every day you are sorry, every day you go to God you are sorry, you're always talking to your husband you are sorry, you're always talking to your children you are sorry, because you seem to have a spirit of error that makes you get it wrong and commit mistakes all your life. I came to tell you tonight that you can still enjoy kingdom life if you are going to have the kingdom lifestyle of being practical. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jabez cried to the God of Israel. Israel means he rules as God. He calls to God that I live among the hedges, that I am a porter. I want to enjoy the kingdom supper. I want to enjoy the kingdom life of rulership on this earth, heaven on earth, within and without. So I want you to do something for me. I want to rule as you. I want you to do something for me. First of all, he says that bless me indeed. And we are going to ask God, the Lord bless us indeed. Indeed is from two words, in and deed. Indeed means practically. See the practical mind of Jabez, who lived in the hedges with the king. That I want you to bless me practically. I know by faith I am blessed. I know I am more than a conqueror. I know I am rich. But I want you to bless me not by faith. I want you to bless me indeed. And that is going to be your prayer going forward. I tell you, God will listen to that prayer. Because sometimes we give the impression that God doesn't listen to prayers that we pray for ourselves. So sometimes when you are praying for yourself, you are already guilty. Why should I pray this for myself? Why don't I pray for all men? Listen, pray for yourself and get it right yourself, so that you can stand on it and say, the Lord, just as you did for me, do for so and so. Because you cannot look at the speck in somebody's eye and forget that there is a beam in your own eye. Jesus says, look, you are a hypocrite. Do you know what it means? Do you know who a hypocrite is? You are not practical. And you profess one thing and practically you are different. The kind of people that Jesus Christ decried when he was on earth was hypocrites. People who had the theories. People who had understanding. But in their practical life, you see something different. They are like two sides. They are two opposite sides. He says, hey, you hypocrite. Says that take the beam from your eye. And then you will see clearly to minister to the speck that is in somebody's eye. So you are going to pray that prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to pray like Jabez. You are going to ask the Lord, bless me indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God granted Jabez's request, he is going to grant your request. Because you, your name is not sorrow. You haven't committed mistakes in your life like Jabez. Your birth brought rejoicing. There was a naming ceremony that was full of joy. The naming ceremony of Jabez was not full of joy. Because the mother was crying. And the mother said, you have worried me, you this boy. You will cause pain. Your name is pain and sorrow. But that is not your name. That means that God says that he will much more listen to you. And Jabez said, enlarge my coast. Some of you are going to pray that prayer. The Lord, enlarge my coast. The coast is not the sea. The coast is the land just after the sea. Listen carefully because I'm ending. If you have a small coast and you get blessed, the world that stands for the sea, they are going to overwhelm you. Because when you are blessed practically and you do not have a large coast, they are coming waves of attack on your life. If you have a large coast, it can contain the attacks. The waves will hit it and it will swallow the water and the rest will recede. But if you have a small coast, the blessings will overwhelm you. So he says, the Lord, bless me practically. Some of you, you think you are blessed practically. What you have is not a blessing. I said, what you have is just the little top of what God has for you. The sad part is when people think that their little money that is loan, with which they have done things, bought cars, and then they are full of loans and they are full of Ghana cedis. Ah, bah! May God enlarge you.
Amen.
Some small money you have got. Some two cars that you have got. You are in flight. Oh, please get practical. I said, get on the ground. When we ask you for something, it's like we have attacked you. Do you feel attacked like that?
Yahow.
But you are going to ask God, Lord, bless me so practically. And afterwards, enlarge my coast. That when the waves of the sea, the world system comes to hit me. Because if you are living the kingdom life, the world system like waves is going to hit you. They will make you feel sorry that you are blessed practically. That God didn't try. Why is He giving me a breakthrough? Hey! It's wonderful. There are sometimes you have a breakthrough and you are even afraid. Why? What is this? God, what is this? You are bringing me trouble. These people are going to stop working with me right now. Yes, they are going to shun me from this moment. I haven't done anything against them. I haven't insulted them. It's only that I am blessed practically. They can see it. I tell you, people will make you sorry. And they will make you an unbeliever. And they will make you less anointed. Just because God has blessed you practically. Especially in this part of the world. I am telling you, you haven't seen anything yet. Because if God blesses you indeed, and you do not have a large coast, the waves in the world, they will treat you like Kita. Do you know Kita, how the waves can come and take their land away, their houses away? They interview people and say, now our houses were here, look, these are the blocks and all that. They see us carried everything away. Because they lacked a coast. They lack capacity to absorb the salt, the things that are coming from the world, sometimes thrown by believers, thrown against you. So I tell you, sometimes it will make you feel like, no, I won't pray again. That God, it is okay. Because you have blessed me so much. I gave so much to the church. And instead of being happy for me, they are sad. You haven't done anything. So what does he think he is? He wants to control everything. It is not true. It is only that you should have a large coast. Because human beings, they will pray for one thing. If God does it practically, they can regret. Yes, they can regret. Why? But you are going to dare to pray like Jabez. Not only that, Lord, let your blessings on me be, let me see it. I don't want to behave like, well, by faith. You are going to pray like Jabez. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless me indeed. The spiritual blessings in heavenly places, I seek those things above. Do you know what that verse means? Some people think that it means that you shouldn't think about this earth. You shouldn't think about anything. You should seek. Do you understand the word seek?
Na was say ebinum kenkan sa asem we ya no ma akira se se
If you are seeking, it means it's lost. It's not lost in heaven. It is in heaven. It is here that is lost. Say, seek the kingdom brand, not the world's brand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Jabez prayed that your hand will be with me. Do you understand the hand of God? The hand of God is not just talking about the Spirit of God. It's talking about the Spirit of God working practically on it.
You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.